tonight on Ice Road Truckers. Lisa's tug of war for the load count lead.
It's just me and you, and we can't slow up and we can't slow down.
Temperatures rise as the ice melts.
This is probably the thinnest ice I've ever crossed before.
Soon, the roads will be gone.
Well, Art, we just ran out of road.
It never ends.
And Hugh, face to face with Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, you out there?
At BP Express headquarters.
Vlad's pretty happy, and so am I.
We're really impressed with ourselves here.
Boss Hugh Rollins made his move in the race against Polar.
We'll be rolling in $100 bills by the end of the year here.
I'm just going to drive this fire truck past BP.
But Lisa Kelly and Team Polar aren't holding back.
I don't know if there's any fires going on over there, but I'm just better, like, make sure here.
And before she hits the road with a fire truck bound for St. Teresa Point, she's giving the competition a wake-up call.
Fire trucks are fun. Why didn't I become a fireman?
While Lisa heads back to Polar to prep her haul.
The reason we're here today is we've got a project up at Utick Lake, and we understand that you're the guy to talk to get this gear up there.
Owner Mark Kahakiewicz is closing a lucrative but risky deal.
We're familiar with that area. That road, it presents some challenges for sure, but I can guarantee we'll get it done right.
How fast can you do it?
They paid a premium. They went with Polar Industries because we provide the skilled drivers, the ones that want to challenge. That's what we're all about. Challenge us.
Polar's charged with hauling 10 loads of construction supplies to a remote lodge at Utick Lake. But to get there, drivers will have to cross ice roads that aren't monitored by government officials. It's a dangerous gamble, but the payday could control the outcome of their feud with BP Express.
I'll guarantee if you didn't strap the shit out of this load, you'd have problems with it.
Mark's handpicked Daryl Ward as the first driver to take on the trail to Utick Lake.
I'm all loaded up. I'm strapped down. I'm about ready to head out of here and hopefully make it to the lodge. This ice road I'm about to head out on to Utick Lake is probably the worst one I've ever been on.
Back in the yard, 40-year veteran Alex DeBogorski joins the mission.
Checking out the engine firm wounds.
And he'll be overseeing Polar's newest driver, Art Burke.
Pretty happy mood this morning. I checked my horoscope and it says that I'm going for a trip today and enjoy the ride.
Hey, boy. What's going on?
My son, how are you?
Good, my God.
My homeliest son.
Hi,
Arthur. Art comes from where I come from Yellowknife. Where Art's wired a little tighter. He's a little tighter wound than most.
And all my paperwork and all my boat together here, boy, I'm all ready to go, making my debut. It's going to be way better over here, man. I left over there, eh?
How's he for a boss?
Oh, a nurse.
What?
A nurse for a boss. Cool. Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time, buddy.
See, I used to be like Huey. Yeah. But then when I had got a hemorrhoid operation,
yeah.
Maybe a whole new... that's what I'm saying. He should go get one of those. He'd probably be better.
Figure that a dome? It's a lobotomy. See, might be a better idea.
He's sitting on his problem all day long.
Well, we'll see you after a bit.
See you in a bit.
Take care, buddy.
Okay, great, thanks. So that's my new traveling partner, I guess. That should be good for a laugh.
For his maiden voyage with Polar, Arts carrying construction supplies 650 miles to Utica Lake.
All set.
While Alex will haul a camper to Oxford House.
Okay.
Where he'll pick up another load for the rest of the journey.
Thank you, dear God, for all your blessings and help. Please keep us safe this trip. Give Art and me a hand, because we'll definitely need it, like usual. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Check this out. UVP, y'all. Good day, buddy. New job, new everything. This is going to be a good trip.
As Art and Alex head for the unregulated road. VP Express boss Hugh Rowland and driver Todd Dewey have taken on a dangerous assignment of their own.
Nothing like waking up and then bouncing off the ceiling and the door all morning.
They're hauling construction supplies to the village of St. Teresa Point over a crudely built road filled with harsh, uneven terrain.
Slicker and snot and a chicken flip through here. Hang on. That's a good old Lucy. Lucy!
These roads are just basically a... They're not even really roads. It's like a grass swamp. And basically what it does is if the snow goes over the top of it and then the water freezes, and they call it a freaking road. And it ain't a road by no means.
On the melting roads.
The holes all over the damn place.
Climbing every hill is a major challenge. Stop just short of the top. Q backs down to make another run at the climb.
Well, son of a bitch. Come on, baby. Well, I need you to pull me straight, Todd.
Yeah, you know, I just got a call over the radio by the big boss there. He sounds like he slid sideways, he's a little stuck. He's going to need me to pull him. So it just goes to show you that no matter how much experience you have with these ice roads, they fight back in any way, shape, or form. Oh, there he is. Oh, he slid on the hill. All right, I see you there, Hugh. Well, he got jammed up good, didn't he?
Strapped up, Todd tries to pull the boss back on the road.
Hopefully he can back up and get out from where he's at now, you know what I mean? You know, I've been on the ice road now for over a month, and, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I haven't been stuck one time yet.
As VP Express gets back on track, Lisa Kelly's just getting started.
Try not to bounce the stuff around, but there's no help in that.
She's on the same road as her VP rivals, hauling a 15-ton fire truck to St. Teresa Point.
Oh, man. Thank gosh, this road is hard. I thought I was going to have to be bored. All right, here goes nothing, right? It's about to get rough in here.
She needs enough momentum to make the hill, but at high speeds, the slightest mistake could land her in the ditch.
Oh, man, I'm nervous. Want traction when you're hill climbing. As soon as your tire comes off the ground, you lose all that traction. So you want to get going just fast enough to have the momentum carry you up, but not so fast that you're jumping the truck. Otherwise, you won't make it. Oh, come on. Pull it, pull it, pull it, pull it. Holy cow, I'm shaking. My heart is still racing. Oh. Uh-oh. What do we got going on here? There's a truck stopped in the road, and I don't know what's going on. I don't know if there's any way that I can help. I can't back up. I don't think I have that many chains.
The stuck big rig has the road shut down and Lisa at a standstill.
This guy put the trailer in the ditch, and then he put his truck in the ditch. The trailer's so far in the ditch that no one from behind him can pull it around, and his truck's enough in the ditch where I can't come down and back up the hill to pull him out at all. So I don't know what we're gonna do. I have like 10 trucks behind me. They just keep like piling up and piling up behind me.
Trucks full of valuable cargo can't get through. And a jackknife rig blocking the road is out of reach.
Grab your gear, let's go. Is that yours too? We got enough to reach that far?
But Lisa's got a plan.
We decided that we were going to put everybody's straps and chains together and see if we can reach it from the top of the hill all the way to the bottom of the hill and try to pull this guy out.
She's stringing together a line of tow straps, hoping to reach the stranded truck over 100 yards away.
Basically, this is the most interesting scenario I've ever seen in my life.
It'll be up to Lisa to pull the truck out, if the straps hold.
My poor little truck is going to be the anchoring point. It's going to be like a big game of, like, tug-of-war. If any of this snaps, man, all that is going to come right in my window.
Give it up. Good jerk.
Give her a go, eh?
Give her!
Go!
Coming up.
He is a screwdriver. Ice pick.
Daryl, risky business.
Whoa.
On the road to St. Teresa Point.
Basically, this is the most interesting scenario I've ever seen in my life.
Lisa Kelly's trying to free a jackknife truck with a line of tow straps longer than a football field. To Lisa, the road and the long line of waiting truckers are back in business.
Being the first on the scene of a guy stuck with about 13 trucks and I'm the one to pull him out, it is so real. It's so happening. Woo-hoo!
As Lisa hammers down.
This one I'm a little bit worried about.
Daryl Ward's the first to take on Poehler's high-stakes contract, hauling cargo over the unmonitored road to Utic Lake.
I've really been warned a lot about these ice crossings out here. They just now opened it. You know, I'm the guinea pig.
It's a risky mission, but the potential paycheck will help him take the summer off with his family.
They're not too crazy about the things I do sometimes with my work. But I got to do what I got to do. I need to make enough money here to get my life started over with LaDonna and take care of my children and her children. Engine temperature's running hot. This road pulls hard. Soft roads, heavy weight, really works this engine. I'm going to have to stop and do some repairs on it. I'm way hot. I'm up over 220.
Even in sub-zero temperatures, the strain on the engine has it running hot enough to seize up.
This truck overheats and it does break down. I'm out here on a road where there is no other traffic. You end up out here by yourself with no heat. Not a good situation. I'm up to 240 degrees. It's hot. They've never fixed my engine fan.
He'll be stranded if he can't find a way to keep the engine from overheating.
All I got to do is get air to my clutch fan and it should engage, unless my clutch is bad. Looks like my clutch fan is shot because that didn't engage it, and that should have. Well, I'm going to do the one thing I never want to do, and that's shut my truck off. But I need to. I have to.
To search deeper for the problem, Daryl's forced to turn off his truck. But if it sits too long, it might get too cold to restart.
If I had an air leak, I'd know the seals were blown out of it, but there's not an air leak, so maybe put a little oil in it.
Oil should lubricate the airline and get the fan moving. If the engine will fire up.
Well, we'll see what happens there. Here we go. Start her back up and build some air and see if it's gonna kick it loose or not. All right, fire it up and see what happens.
While Daryl's stuck in the bush,
I'm unloading this nice new camper in Oxford House.
Alex Dabogorski's racked up another load for Team Polar.
Thank you, Lord, for getting that off here in one piece.
But his day is just getting started. Alex and Art are at the start of the road to Utic Lake, about to take on the unregulated road.
Gonna make this truck look like Zsa Zsa Gabor, if you remember who she was.
Art's hauling a load of construction supplies while Alex pulls double duty. He's got a loader bucket for the lodge.
Oh, I gotta make a drag to pull behind the truck.
And will also be dragging tires that'll help smooth out the rough road.
Well, it comes off, I guess.
It's off, it comes off.
You'll have to grab my chain.
Okay, buddy, we're all set. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck to you, too. Got those three loader tires behind me as a drag to flatten the road. Because they haven't been doing a very good job of maintaining this road. They just put it in. It's just roughed in. Not a, your average winter road that we drive on.
Okay, here we are. And the adventure begins, buddy.
Away we go, bud. Good luck.
This road's not going to be half so bad as you say. You watch. We're going to mosey in over this thing, buddy, just like nothing.
It's a really good idea to bring these tires. This road definitely needs to be drugged.
I like driving like this. That's why I come here. This is what I like about this. I like driving on this kind of... You think the same songs and everything if I was nervous? If I was nervous, I'd be over here praying.
Well, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, Art, we just ran out of road. So we're going to work.
I don't...
We're all back in the road.
Believe it. We got to back all the way out to the road?
Yeah, sure. I don't know if there's room to turn here.
Holy...
Well, I got these tires here, so I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with them. Unless you're going to hook onto them and drag them backwards as you're backing up.
Beam me up, Scotty, for sake.
Nearly a mile down the trail, backing out with 53-foot trailers is almost impossible.
It never ends. Never ends.
Hauling critical loads for Polar.
It never ends. Never ends.
Art Burke and Alex Nivagorski are stuck on a dead-end road with no way to turn around.
I don't want to back all the way into this thing. No, nobody wants to back into this. We're in here a kilometer, man. Anybody back there got a copy, boys? And you got a copy?
Yes, I do.
Buddy got to come in and plow us a turnaround place here, boy, because we are stopped, by.
10-4.
It's actually not a bad place to get stuck in because there's a flat area here. This has to be plowed out. Well, I'm sure happy that loader was there. He was just sitting there waiting for something to do, plowing his yard.
So he's cleaning a great big spot over there so we can turn around.
Why weren't you in the lead? Did I gotta blame it on you?
I'm surprised I wasn't.
I'm a little worried. Just embarrassing.
As Polar gets back on the road, in St. Teresa Point, the competition's already delivering.
Yeah, we got another one delivered today. We had a little fun on the hill down there. I spun out.
BP Express racks up too low, and Todd scores a backhaul.
Looks like I got a gravel truck. Looks like it was already strapped down for me, which is nice. So we're just going to kind of double check everything. Going to hook everything up.
Do what we do.
Two down, one to go.
While BP Express plows ahead, the temperature's dropping.
I hope it holds. It's all I've got to use.
Polar driver Daryl Ward's trying to restart his truck after repairing his cooling fan.
All I gotta do is get load delivered, and I get a paycheck. Hope for the best.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Daryl's back in business, attempting to be the first driver to get a big rig over the Utica Lake ice road.
Yeah, it looks like it's hanging in there right around 200 degrees, which that ain't bad at all. My light's off. I am still full of coolant. And my engine fan is spinning. I can hear it. Little Montana Ingenuity is finest there. Rhubarb repair. Do it out in the bush. We do it better in the bush.
But the final challenge before reaching the remote lodge is still ahead. An ice crossing over 100-foot deep Utica Lake. It's not monitored by the government.
Stop right here before I get onto it. We got crew working here on the ice, and this is the one they've been warning me about. But go check it out before I go any farther and make sure something hasn't changed and figure out what they want to do.
We're a little thin on ice, so we got the forklift coming down the road, and we're going to take a couple pounds off before we send it across.
Okay. Thin ice?
Yeah, a little bit too thin, and you're the first truck, so you said you're probably about 75,000 pounds?
Yeah, probably right in there. I'll get down on the edge where he can get around me, and I'll pull some straps off and be ready for him.
Daryl's too heavy to cross the thin ice. So the plan is to lighten the load, hoping it's enough to keep him from breaking through. But it's still a guessing game.
I get out on these ice roads where I don't have enough ice under me to hold me up, and I'm listening to the ice crack under my feet. If I had my own ice auger, I'd be able to measure this. I got 5 kilometers of this to get across. You know, the only thing that goes through your mind when you're out there is your family, your kids, LaDonna, my future. It's hard to tell how thick it is. Your hair might stand up on the back of your neck as you're going across this ice, but this is my job. This is what I hired to do. And I'm not going to let thin ice or anything intimidate me. I guess one way to find out is how to cross it. Test it with the weight of my truck. About all I can do. Get on my way before it gets any thinner.
Coming up. Lisa's in enemy territory.
Hey, Lisa, you on there?
At Utica Lake.
It's hard to tell how thick it is. Test it with the weight of my truck. About all I can do.
Workers are removing cargo from Daryl Ward's 40-ton haul, hoping it'll be light enough to survive the ice.
You know, they took some weight off of me, but all of it's off my trailer. None of it's off my truck. My truck's where it's heavy.
The 3-mile ice crossing is off the winter roads and not regulated by the government. So there's only one way to find out if the ice can hold a loaded big rig.
Get my door open. This is probably the thinnest ice I've ever crossed before. I'll feel it if it starts to go. I'll hear it. And I'm going to make the big jump as far as I can jump. I got a screwdriver in my hand to bury it into the ice. So I got something, you know, if this ice folds down, I want to be able to get a grip in it. And I can't do it with my bare hand. I use a screwdriver. Ice pick. Hold yourself on the biggest iceberg that you land on. I haven't crossed one yet. It's popped and cracked like this one does. No. goes through my mind right now is my high school sweetheart, LaDonna, and my kids. Whoa! I don't know what that was, but I didn't like the feel of it. You hear the ice cracking, popping. Come on. Come on. Well, looks like I made it. About to come off the ice right into this lodge. Get unloaded and see if I can't warm up a little bit.
Daryl's the first to conquer the road to Utick Lake.
Oh, Utick Lake Lodge. Get this load off my back. Get back and get another one.
And Polar's hopes of completing the risky contract are looking up.
Looks like number one, a success.
150 miles south.
We've been working hard. No days off till the job is done.
Polar teammate Lisa Kelly is gunning for St. Teresa Point, hauling a 15-ton fire truck.
It's always something. Never take a break, because you never know what's going to happen. Uh-oh.
Up ahead, another truck's blocking the road.
He spun out.
Once again, Lisa's the first on scene.
No change, really?
Traffic is backing up.
These guys are...
And BP Express rivals Hugh Rowland and Todd Dewey have joined the pileup on their way back from St. Teresa Point.
That guy looks like he's on the ice sitting there. See his trailer? And then I think Hugh's behind him with his frickin' truck. What a nightmare, dude.
And Hugh.
Hey, son.
Hugh, do you have a thing I can borrow? So I can try to pull him?
It's the first time all season Hugh and Lisa have come face to face.
They have a Lisa driving for them?
She shouldn't even be here, like, because she's a girl.
You think you can make her through there and then pull him up backwards?
I could try.
With Hugh's assistance, Lisa pulls into position.
Let's go!
And chains up to the stranded rig.
Let's pull them out.
Good? All right.
The truck's out of the way, and cargo's moving.
Where are you headed, Lise?
Going to St. Therese. I'm trying anyway.
Oh, boy. Make sure you put your chains on and hit that section. That's just where I came from for this. That road is tore up.
10-4, thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, good luck. We'll see you
later. Oh, Todd made my night.
Todd's friendly advice isn't the only word from BP Express.
Hey, Lisa, you on there?
No. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to tell you, if you could make her up to St. Therese without a hitch, sir.
You should come to work for BP Express next year instead of Polar.
Okay.
I got a truck for you to drive.
10-4, copy that. I've never
thought about going over to BP. Like, that completely caught me off guard. Wonder how much Hugh would pay me. If I get to St. Therese without a hitch, wonder what he's offering.
Back on the road to Utick Lake.
Oh, this is ugly. This is so ugly.
Team Polar still pushing to the remote lodge.
What kind of a trip are you on now?
Art's hauling construction supplies. And Alex is pulling tires to smooth out the ragged road.
This is wild. Oh, there's another one. How's that for ugly? Arthur, how's it going back there?
They're doing all right, man. I really didn't expect that.
I filled them holes in for you.
You know what? I was just going to say something like that. Where the with the tires? When you went around that turn, the tires must have slung up into the trees because they didn't fill that hole in.
I think they just bounced over.
It was them.
The convoys reach the Utick Lake ice crossing.
I know this is probably the thinnest ice I've ever crossed before.
Where just a few hours ago, the ice was too thin to support Daryl's load.
Now, did you hear anything about somebody who was saying to me that the lake didn't have very much ice on it? We had to load part of our load.
Oh, yeah, I heard that too. Like, ice is pretty thin up here.
Well, what do you mean? You heard it from where?
Oh, that was the talk on the street there earlier.
The ice up here is pretty thin.
Well, how much ice do you figure you need? Don't matter to me, but you're going first.
Okay, I'll change that question around. How much ice do you think I need? Here's the lake, boys.
But there's no one around to help lighten Art's fully loaded truck.
Let's go for sake.
So they'll just have to risk it.
And we's off, boy.
My load looks little, but it's big. And the trailer's pretty heavy, too.
Alex DeBogorski and Art Burke are on the final stretch of the road to Utick Lake.
This is not a good situation, eh?
But to complete the mission, they're tempting fate on an unmonitored ice crossing.
Let's go, for sake.
Easy does it.
Get down here pretty quick. What's that?
I made her across.
Right now, buddy, we're coming to her.
Yeah, you're better. This counterweight doesn't float as well as
that bumper does.
Better keep an eye on him. Thank God. We made her, buddy.
After conquering the ice, Alex and Art banked two more loads for Team Polar.
Went okay today, considering all that kerfuffle. And Arthur's doing just fine. For all the complaining about Art and his driving, Art did fine.
Oh, yeah, that was a fun trip. That was a great trip. I needed that trip after the bullshit over there, eh? It's not like keep up.
Come on. Get her down, get the pedal down. But there's none of that here.
It's way better here.
The next morning.
Yeah, we made record time coming home again.
BP Express boss Hugh Rowland and driver Todd Dewey arrive in Winnipeg.
We can't slow up and we can't slow down. It's just me and you, and we're headed back to the shop to pick up another load.
Todd's backhaul is another load in the books for BP Express. And to keep pace with Polar, there's no time to rest.
Today, we're ahead of the game. I didn't figure we'd be here yet, and we're here right now. So we never missed a beat.
While BP Express turns and burns, outside of St. Teresa Point, Polar still got one driver on the ice.
When I first got down on the ice, it made a crack noise, pretty good crack noise.
After pulling two trucks from the road, Lisa Kelly's trip hauling a 15-ton fire truck isn't finished.
But there is so many crossings, I don't know how they keep up with testing all of them like this. And honestly, I've never seen anybody out here in all this time testing the ice. The possibility is always there, and we're not invincible. We're humans. People die every day, you know? This is fun, but I ain't asking to die early. I have way too much to do. All right, I'm on the other side of the lake, and here we are at St. Teresa Point, right where we need to be.
Safely across, Lisa makes it to St. Teresa Point without a hitch.
Good job. See ya.
Opening a door for her at BP Express.
The season's almost done. I really want Polar to succeed. Mark's been trusting me with a lot, and I know the war is going on between BP and Polar, and I'm just such a loyal person. I don't want to betray that trust. But then again, more money's more money, ain't it? And this ain't my war. So I'd have to think about it.
Next time on Ice Road Truckers.
And not a whole lot of time left on these ice roads to get these loads moved in here.
Spring approaches.
This does not sound good.
The ice is getting thinner. The roads are getting rougher.
Felt the big boom in the truck. It's going to get a whole lot worse than it's been all season.
And for some,
don't try here, baby.
Truck.
The season may be ending early.
Everything's